to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
Good afternoon, America. Tim Wingate sitting in here for the ailing John Stadmiller. I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. We're going to have an open show, folks. Don't have any guests. Didn't have enough time to, you know, a little last-minute information or notification. Not too badly, though, but didn't have a chance to get somebody on here. But, boy, Michael just hit us up with some really, really excellent news, eh? That is excellent about Wesley Snipes. That's, you know, too bad he got hit with the misdemeanor, but it's only a misdemeanor. I mean, after all, I mean, that's equivalent to a traffic ticket, right? Well, IRS, you got egg on your face again. Ers airs again. Oh, wow. Well, that's... Nonetheless, I think this is a wonderful, wonderful thing that has just happened, and I'm going to celebrate it a little bit as far as that goes. Listen, as I said, we're going to have an open show, and we're going to carry over some of the topics that Michael was talking about there on the American Awakening, some of the stuff about Homeland Security and TSA and some of these other things. And I was listening toward the end there, and we had there was a guy named Ray from Virginia, I think it was, who was on and then dropped off for one reason, and I'm informed he's back all again. So let's go to Ray and see what Ray has to say. Hey, Ray, Tim, how are you doing?
Tim, doing great. I think this is great news for the tax movement. They couldn't convict a man who truly believed on the 861. I mean, he believed it so much that he put $38 million at stake here, plus his life, plus his acting career and all. So the 861 has not been shot down. That's one fact that the IRS could not bring down. But a question I may have here, if he was charged with a 7201, which is a tax fraud, they cannot charge him with a lesser charge, which is a misdemeanor, which is a 7203. They cannot charge him if he's been charged with a 7201, which is the same argument that Crider had made in the past. You can't have it both ways. You can charge me with a misdemeanor 7203 or a 7201, but you can't have both.
And oh, they can, Ray. They're the government, and they've got the guns. And they got the.
They can do what they want, but I'm ecstatic to hear that. The 861 was not defunct. I'm hoping that maybe Larkin Rose, who he was not the originator, but he was. I know he wrote a paper on it. I will hope
he wrote a paper. He put out. He's got a website on it. He's written several books. Funny that you were to mention him. I've been trying to get a hold of Larkin Rose to get him back on the air for an interview, so that we could hear. He's got a good. List, you know, you can join his list, 861, it's a Yahoo group, and he sends out some pretty darn good rants on a regular basis. And I've been trying to get a hold of him, but he hasn't responded. So anybody out there who knows, has got his phone number, or can give him a nudge and say, hey, you know, there's a new guy on the radio who's real interested in talking to you about what you have to say about these things, and pretty much agrees with everything you have to say. So maybe, you know, a little kissy-kissy there to him, and maybe he'll come back on the radio.
Maybe we'll get Tommy Crier to come on, and maybe he can give us an insight as to what exactly do they mean by a misdemeanor
possibly.
When he was charged with a...
Hey, Ray, we've got a break coming up here, folks. We'll be right back with your calls and topics here on Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back in three.
Do Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Well, it's not quite John Stadtmiller. I don't have quite his status, but it's Tim Wingate sitting in for John Stadtmiller. And as most of you know, I do Seize Liberty on Saturdays from noon to 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And I have with me somebody you were just listening to a little while ago, and we're going to talk about this. We got Michael Herzog on the line with us. Hey, Michael.
Yay, Wesley Snipes. Get him, buddy.
Yeah.
I just want to make a quick comment on that. You know, I follow this a little bit. Now, I'm not sure. I read an article yesterday on the capital letters thing, and on a couple of my shows, as you know, Tim, I've been getting into a little bit more detail on this all caps and the straw man theory and the corporatocracy and so forth. But that was part of the argument there. Now, I'm not sure exactly how the 861 fits into that, but I will say this. This is, and I'm not an expert on legal procedure. However, there was a video clip that surfaced yesterday regarding one of Wesley Snipes' employees that she had gotten on a witness stand and said that Wesley Snipes had ordered her to tell his employees not to withhold taxes, and then it popped up in this video where she was being taped that indeed wasn't the case, so it made her out to be a liar. My take on this is that the prosecution knew this because they had asked the prosecution to comment on it, and I think the prosecution knew that if this surfaced in the form of appeal, they would throw the whole thing out. So ultimately, this conviction of a willful failure to file, basically it gives the IRS enough to save face. They still can say, well, see, you still need to file an income tax return. But as far as the 16 years that Wesley Snipes was looking at, which would have been a tragedy, Tim, to convict him of that, you know, as him with his talent, you know, it allows the IRS to save face. It allows Wesley Snipes to walk. And I'm sure he's probably not going to get any jail time. If so, it'll be very little and a fine. But at any rate, this is a great, great victory for the truth in taxation movement. Would you agree?
Yeah, it is. It is. Unfortunately, you know, Michael, all these cases, we have all these intermittent cases. You have some people who get convicted, some people who get acquitted, and it's completely because the Supreme Court either refuses to hear the issues, and, you know, maybe fortunately that's a good thing. It's still left up to the jury system, but boy, you talk about having to convince 12 people that everything they thought they knew wasn't true. That's a big, big mountain to climb.
Well, that's very true. But in light of at least the limited exposure that I had to the facts of the case, the prosecution was having a problem there. And truthfully, you know, they were sitting in a position of possibly having a lot of exposure. And just like you and I had mentioned when you'd called into my show the other day, Tim, is that this was getting very little play in mainstream corporate media. It was getting a little print. But the reason is because I think the IRS was extremely concerned about this case because they could have walked away looking a lot, lot worse than they did. Even with what happened, they still look bad, but not as bad as they could have looked if he would have walked out with an acquittal.
Yeah. Yeah, there's it could have been worse. I mean, Eddie Kane had been, who Wesley had been acquainted with, had been, he was a co-defendant, actually, I believe, on this whole thing. He was found guilty on this. And somebody else, I don't know who it is, Douglas Rosalie, I'm not sure who the guy is, but they were both convicted by the same jury of tax fraud and conspiracy. So I'm not sure what it was in the argument that was any different for Wesley that won, but he still stands to possibly serve 3 years.
Who, Wesley Snipes?
Yeah.
Well, now, what was it? Did he have 3 years worth of willful failure to file? Is that what it is? Three different.
I don't know. He was he was indicted on 6 counts of willful failure. And he was acquitted on 3 of those and convicted on the others.
Okay, well,
is it a year for every year? I don't know.
Right, well, they hold a maximum of 1 year per count on a willful failure to file. Most likely, I mean, I'm just saying this because of his stature, probably won't get any jail time out of it. I mean, you know, you look at Larkin Rose. Larkin Rose was looking at, 6 years or something like that. And by the way, Larkin Rose, if you're listening out there, we'd welcome you to call in and get your take on it.
Absolutely.
Larkin Rose did 13 months, on his conviction. So he was, he did a lot less time than what he very well could have done. At any rate, you know, again, it allows the IRS to say, well, see, you must file your income tax return.
Yeah, it's all part of the same scam. And even the news report, I'm looking at something here that just got popped up from MSNBC, and they're constantly referring to Eddie Kane and the other guy as tax protesters and that they use tax protester. You know, it's all these invectives trying to tear down the legitimacy of the arguments. So, yeah, this kind of thing goes on.
Well, and again, you know, Ron Paul gets elected and all this thing will be moot. The conversation that I had the other day, I had a conversation about 45 minutes, very pleasant one, actually, with an IRS agent who basically the one line that she quoted to me, which I thought was extremely fascinating, is she said, Michael, you must learn to play the game. This is a game to them. Okay.
Well, in a lot of ways it is, because you have to hide in plain sight. You have to play the game, give them, and I've said this for years, give them what they think they want. And that's the only way to deal with this. Because if you try and confront them directly, they have got an almost unlimited source of of power in people.
Well, if you add into the equation, and I'll make this comment, and then I'll let you go, Tim, because I don't want to take up too much of your show. You're too good of a talk show host for me to do that. But anyway, I'd like to make this comment. You know, when they get you in, sucked into this you know, illusion of a court system, it's your money, and they wind up breaking you through their lawyers and so forth, which
right.
are just vicious bloodsuckers anyway. But we have to remember that they are the collection arm of the Federal Reserve, and they have unlimited funds. You know, spending $1 million or $2 million on a tax trial is nothing to them. They have all of the fiat currency that they need to do that. So, you know, you're standing next to a Goliath here.
Yeah, and you're funding, in many ways, you're funding both sides.
Yes, that's true as well. And it's like David. You better sling that slingshot, and you better aim directly, and you better have it right, and all the wind temperature and the velocity should be exactly right, or you're going to go down. Anyway,
there you go.
Listen, Benny.
Thanks,
Michael. I got to let you go. I'm going to have a great, great, great weekend now, based upon that outcome. And
you do that.
And hope you have a good rest of the show. I'll talk to you later.
Okay? All right, pal. Thanks for calling in. Hey, I understand we've got Bill from, is it Indiana? Hey, Bill, are you with us?
Yes, good afternoon, and congratulations, gentlemen. Another victory on the road to winning the war. I was hoping that Hertzy would still be there. He ran away so quick.
Oh, he just did 2 hours plus, so, you know, he's got probably got laundry to do again.
That it would be so so worrisome with the winning of this battle and the ultimate winning and having a victory in our Lord and Sovereign Yahweh that we would win against these BIC beasts. I would hope possibly you or Hertzy, maybe as an anniversary of the leaving of Mr. Giuliani, and it's tragic that we're losing him. You guys make such a wonderful educational team in this battlefield that you would have Dr. Sam Kennedy as well as Mr. Wetteroud on, dependent on what Mr. Wetteroud and Dr. Kennedy's schedule is,
yeah,
to explain and identify how or why all of a sudden these strange blessings of victories would be allowed.
Only well, here's the reason. As much as they try, and they do, and I mean they as the, we'll call them the system lords, okay, as much as they try to pack a jury and fix it, they can't always do it. It becomes too obvious. And we still have good people, intelligent people, rational people in this country who will actually listen to the arguments that are being presented, have the capability and the mentality to understand logical, rational, verbal communication, and will then apply that to this this situation and to a trial situation. And they can't completely control that, although it does happen. It, you know, they get packed. So this is what I kind of mentioned to Michael before, is that it's too bad that we have inconsistent jury verdicts throughout the country on the same issues.
But if you take the opportunity, were you able to listen to Dr. Sam Kennedy's archived Sunday night or Sunday afternoon discussions for the last?
Michael's been making reference to those, and I would agree 100% with everybody. We have the archives up, and RBN is one of the few big networks that lets you have that for free, ladies and gentlemen.
Your wonderful radio network and all your hosts, as well as John and Sandy, were positively mentioned in front of about 1,000 or 1,500 ardent Ron Paul supporters at the Spokane, Washington rally yesterday. He gave quite a stirring speech. But I would ask you again, if you take a moment and go back and listen very carefully, a number of those programs were dedicated in particular to Mr. Wesley Snipes.
Right. I think, you know, Michael has brought that up. Yeah, Mike, we've done that. So anyway.
Yes,
hey,
I'm back. Bill wanted me, so I came back for a few.
Okay, well, Mike, we got the break coming up. Folks, we'll be back in 3 minutes with Michael.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Okay, America, we're back. And Michael Herzog has decided to stick with us for a little bit here. And Michael, I was talking with Bill, and he keeps bringing up about, you know, Mr. Kennedy's program. And I don't think we have a problem with that. I mentioned we have the archives are available. People can listen to it. And he was referring to Wesley Snipes consistently. Is there something you wanted to throw in on this?
Well, right, and Bill had mentioned that, you know, if you listen to his show and he got a transcript. I got a transcript of Sam Kennedy's Sunday Night Show, Bill, and, you know, I've been studying this very, very vociferously. Don Hoppe in Eastern Oregon has been sending me some information on it, and I've really started to look at this very deeply. And, yes, indeed, this evidently was a part of Wesley Snipes' trial, and they do not want that to get out with this capital letters thing. And anytime they don't want something to get out, makes me want to take a closer look at it. So, Bill, you said that you were sorry that I wasn't there. Did you have a question directly for me, Bill?
Well, I had wondered that in a private or prior communication and private communication with John and Sandy, I had shipped the VK Trust, Durham International Limited, a holding trust.
Right, you called into my show the other day and
yes,
mentioned that. Now, John's been out sick. He hasn't had a chance to take a look at it. I've been so... go ahead. What?
Well, I was so desperate for you to look very closely at that confirmation number 1987-18 of June 16th of 97, Washington, Illinois, confirmation number to the Congress, notarized and publicly noticed, only by virtue of the fact that if you look at rumormill.com.org.net, whatever, any more than the antechamber, Victoria Catherine Durham, the wife of the black bag man for Bush 1, wrote a holding trust for your posterity on the contract of May 1.
Bill, wait a minute. Where is this going, Bill?
Bill, you mentioned that on my show the other day, and I told you, John's sick. You sent it to him. I haven't had a chance to look at it yet. I've been busy. I told you that I would. Okay? So, you know, trust me, we will. I'll look at it, okay? And I'll bring it up, okay, once I've reviewed it. But Tim's got a lot of other topics to cover today.
We're doing all right. Bill, I want to thank you for the call, though. Appreciate you calling in and listening and everything.
And I know, you know, Bill is, you know, he gets this stuff, he takes a look at it, and he wants us to put it out. And, you know, I want to make sure that Bill knows, and you know this, Tim, is that we've got all kinds of stuff on our plate here. You know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And here's something else. Here, folks, listen, we welcome your calls. We absolutely do welcome your calls. But you got to realize this is radio. We don't have video going on at the same time, and when you start throwing out all kinds of numbers and referencing people's names and everything back and forth, we get lost. It's hard to keep track of the whole thing. The fact of the matter is, Sam Kennedy's program has got volumes of information available dealing with these issues that we've been talking about, right, Mike? Over the last weeks. Easy.
Tim,
months.
You know that I've been buried in this.
Absolutely.
The information that Don has sent me, the information. I've been listening to some of Sam's shows, and yes, I mean, it takes time. And, of course, we all have a life, too. You know, we have to do laundry and go to the grocery store and that sort of thing. So, you know, okay. You know, the VK Durham Trust, I looked at it a year ago. I'll look at it again. All right?
Right.
But
and, you know, Mike, you know, just to throw this out, you know, trusts, jury awards, jury trials, all these things, it still comes down to a group of people's opinion about something at a particular time. There's no overriding authority that says, yes, this is true, no, this is not. And this is the problem that I think we have, is because we get caught up into a belief system, a belief structure about the way we think things are supposed to be, and then we get really, you know, evangelical about it and trying to spread it around, and it's like, well, wait a minute. Not everybody wants to believe that or will believe it, and until we have time to look and check these things out, I've seen a lot of trusts busted over the last 20 years. And
I'm right on the same page.
Yeah. So I don't think, you know, look, let's be honest. We all would love to have a silver bullet, folks. We'd love to be able to have just knock out this bloodthirsty monster that's been created, this FedGov fascist monstrosity that is just totally grown up and mutated out of what it was originally supposed to be. We'd love to figure out a way to either fix it or eliminate it and put something in place that will actually represent the will of the American people. The fact of the matter is, there isn't one single thing that's going to make that happen, because we are dealing with individual people, with individual needs, wants, emotions, ideas. So we have to be in the business of talking to and convincing people in the best way as possible to get them to eventually do something.
And that boils down to education, my friend. And with that, okay, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to give you the reins on the rest of the show.
Right,
I'd like to hear you talk a little bit about some of these agencies. And I think you mentioned that at the beginning of the show, these new agencies that are popping up to keep us secure.
We're going to talk a little bit about that, especially when we get into this next segment here. Okay. I got a question, you know, for people. Hey, Mike, thanks.
Thank you, Tim. Have a good rest of the show.
You have a good rest of the day, my friend. All right. Well, first half hour underneath our belt, ladies and gentlemen. We will be back. Now, I want to remind you, you are welcome to call in 1-800-313-9443. We'll take your calls. We'll talk about these issues. And I got a question. Is the Department of Homeland Security a threat to Homeland Security? Now, we'll investigate that when we get back in 3 minutes here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Back, everybody. Tim Wingate here, sitting in for the ailing John Stadtmiller. I want to thank John for allowing me to substitute for him today. We have all kinds of interesting things to talk about, but one of the issues is all these different, we call them the alphabet agencies. I'm sure you've heard about them. DEA, TSA, NSA, FBI, CIA, take your pick. You know, it seems we have a plethora of them. One of them, of course, is our Homeland Security Administration, HSA. And they seem to be ramping things up. Now, I'm going to tell you something, and I think most of you out there who have been listening to RBN for any time know that, you know, we don't agree. We do not believe in terrorism. Period. Bottom line, we don't agree with that. We do not believe that innocence, innocent men, women, and children should be caught up in any form of collateral damage between warring factions, whether that's government-endorsed and supported or if it's an insurgent group. Period. We're peaceful. We simply want to live our lives and live them with that, with the least amount of government intervention at all, if at all. We don't seek to hurt or harm anybody. But if you take a look objectively at the 20th century, the history of the 20th century, and now the beginning of the history of the 21st century, you will find that it is the institution of government that is the thing that causes most of the harm and the damage and the terrorism in the world. Now, you can say, well, not us, we're America. Well, maybe that's true. But you know, years ago, back before I was even a glimmer in my father's eye, there was a wonderful Christian nation that had existed for hundreds of years. Started off as individual principalities and eventually came together as one nation. Was home for great art, great music, great politics, great intellectual thought and reasoning. Religion sprung, great religion sprung out of that nation as well. And then somewhere along the line, the people started to listen to a Pied Piper telling them that there was danger lurking about, danger behind every tree. Next thing they knew, there was a group, a people, several groups actually, and people that were the possible problems. And then there was a catastrophic event. And one of those groups of people who were said to be the problem were targeted and were accused of causing the event to happen. And that Pied Piper was given dictatorial powers over that nation. And with that, what you could call, shall we say, political equity, he started to use it and get his way and eventually ended up destroying that nation, but not before he established a Homeland Security agency that went by the name of Gestapo. And that's exactly what's happening here in this country. It is not exact. Let me put it this way. History never repeats itself exactly. It's always variations on a theme, if you understand what I mean. Homeland Security Administration is very much a similar organization as the National Police or the Gestapo was in what became Nazi Germany. And they are starting to do the same kinds of things to our people in this country as the Gestapo started to do. They lean on people. If they don't like you, they'll go after one of your family members. They'll go to an employer and demand that this person, you know, maybe they shouldn't be working there because there's questions about them. I mean, we see this. It's not even Homeland Security doing it. Hey, yeah, just this week, wasn't there major baseball announced? There's a whole big uproar over that. Well, because you had a basketball referee that was caught and convicted of fixing games or not refereeing correctly and being involved in gambling and these other things. So now Major League Baseball is going to check out all their umpires, and what have they done? They go to people's neighbors and ask them, oh, do you belong to any, does this neighbor live above his means? Does this neighbor of yours You know, does he belong to any secret any organizations, any clubs? You know, like the KKK. And these people show up and they start asking questions, and pretty soon, and let me explain what happens psychologically. What happens is that, just imagine this, okay? You are at home. You're sitting there right now, listening on the radio or listening on your computer. There's a knock on your door. You get up and you walk in. Hello, hi. You know, who are you?
Oh, hi, I'm Joe Blow, agent of the USA. I need to talk to you about your neighbor.
Really?
Well, okay. Well, he knows we're coming to talk to you, and it's okay with him.
Oh, well, okay. Well, what do you want to know?
Oh, is he a violent person?
Well, what do you mean violent?
Well, does he beat up on people, beat up on his family? Have you heard strange noises?
You know, it can be any kind of question. But what happens to you in your mind now? All of a sudden, you've got government agents coming to talk to you about your neighbor. Aren't you going to look a little askew at your neighbor? Aren't you going to think, wonder what he's doing? You know, is this another one of these, you know, is this a sex offender? Is this a guy who's, you know, is he making meth in his basement? Is he a Unabomber type? You know, all of these things that go through your mind. Wondering about this guy. And then they cap it with this.
Well, by the way, according to law number blah, 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 and Act of Congress such and such, you can't tell anybody we were here talking to you. If you do, we'll put you in jail and put the thumb screws on you.
Now, all of a sudden, you can't even tell your neighbor that these anal orifices were at your door making an inquiry about him. Give him the heads up. Because if you do and they find out, they're going to put the screws to you. You want to live in this kind of a snitch society, a snitch country? You know, on my blog, freedomshenanigans.blogspot.com, one of the, in fact, number 19, Freedom Shenanigan 19, is stop snitching. Don't cooperate. Tell them you don't know anything. Can't help them. Sorry. Don't remember. I don't recall. I really have a bad memory problem. Come on. Ladies and gentlemen, nothing is going to change until we as individuals do what we can individually to slow them down, stop them, put obstacles in their way, and not cooperate. It's that simple. So, you have the Homeland Security Administration now running around inquiring on people. And this has been going on for a long time, ever since they came into existence out of some necessity. Well, anyway, that's as much for my rant as far as that goes. But I have more to talk about here on Homeland Security, because the question is, are they actually a threat to security? And part of that is what I just said here in my little rant. Is that by their behavior and not being transparent and open, they cause people to not want to cooperate. Now, that could be what they want to do. They may want to separate the sheep from the goats. You know, they may not want to let us individually minded sheepdogs still be within the flock. Maybe they want to get us out. Maybe that's why they do these things. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in a war for your mind, and a war, a battle for the heart and the soul and the morality and the direction that this nation is going to go. Don't be fooled into thinking it's just politics as usual. It's not. You know, we thought it was bad in the 50s when McCarthy was doing his business. You know, we'd all been told about how bad communism was, right?
Well, George Gordon does a wonderful thing on where he talks, you know, how communist is the United States? The fact of the matter is just about every single one of the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto are in operation lawfully in this country. Why the heck were we fighting communism? Communism was just a form of socialism. Did you listen to Billary and Barack debate about mandatory national health care? What? Well, at least Barack was asking her, what are you going to do to people if they can't afford to buy your mandatory health care? What is she going to do? Well, you know, we've on this station and other stations, people have talked about the prison industry being, I think Michael Herzog's even talked about the prison industry being a money-making operation. And this whole business that Sam Kennedy is talking about and some others have been talking about on your status, your straw man, whatever the legal wranglings are on this, your capital, you're a resource. You know, the Matrix trilogy was more than just a sci-fi fantasy story with some new agey concepts. It actually is a parable, if you will, on the nature of government and how government looks at us as a resource to use, abuse, and lose at their choosing. We'll get back to a little bit about, you know, is Homeland Security really security or not? Anyway, we got Don from Ohio. Hey, Don, welcome to the program.
Am I on?
Yes, you are,
okay,
Don.
I never heard the beep. Okay, two topics, or, well, two items here anyways. On Leslie Snipes. What's his name? Wesley Snipes.
Wesley Snipes.
Yeah, okay, there we go. Now, were they trying to tax him for money that he made in a foreign land? Did I understand that correctly?
Well, okay. I'm just going to throw this out to everybody because I honestly don't want to get into the details of this because we get bogged down. Basically, what he did, though, is he used Eddie Kane's 861 or variations on the 861 argument, and he basically declared himself a non-resident alien. And therefore, he wasn't supposed to pay taxes according to that theory of operation. And apparently, he's convicted not necessarily of willful failure to file, but he was convicted of not filing. There's no willfulness involved. He was able to demonstrate that he honestly and sincerely believed in these theories and these ideas, so the jury did not convict him of willfully doing it, but they just did convict him of not filing. So here's what I suggest. Anybody, you can just Google Wesley Snipes acquitted, and when I did this just a few minutes ago, now there's a bunch of articles already on there dealing with his acquittal. At first, there was only the one MSNBC one, which is highly prejudicial against the truth and taxation movement, and of course, calling it tax protesting and this kind of thing. So, Don, to answer your question, it depends on which side of the fence you are.
Okay. Second thing was, my mom received Social Security, and I just have her check automatically put into my account. This is the first time that I've ever seen that when it gets in electronically, it's being put into the pending transactions. It's always gone directly into the account. Now all of a sudden they're pending. I'm just wondering whether they're doing this all across the country and which banks might be doing it. Because I mean, if they're afraid that the checks ain't gonna clear or something, like there's something going on here.
No. I don't know why. I have no idea why banks, remember though, we've got this whole business of, once again, Homeland Security and whoever else peeking into everybody's financial accounting to see if somehow you are accidentally funding their group or their list of bad people, you know, whatever it is. Now, in your case, in that particular case, I don't know, maybe it's just a whole new banking thing where they're, rather than putting it in and giving you the little electronic blips into your account, they're holding it just for a period of time to maybe check. And I have no idea. And maybe somebody who actually is in the banking industry can give us an inside view on that. But I have no idea. Business as usual, I suppose. Does it really make any difference, or is it just, you know, the money's not available for an extra day or two?
Well, no, it don't really matter, but, you know, they always put it directly in, and all of a sudden, you know, now it's a pending transaction. It's just mysterious to me.
Well, my immediate reaction to that is that it's another one of the situations where some government bureaucrat has to push the okay button after checking it out and making sure that you're not some kind of terrorist and your mom's check isn't funding you.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Don. Hey, we got Dave in New York. Dave, let's get you on before we go to the break.
Yes, hello, sir. I'm calling with a basic question about the very possible scenario that you described where someone shows up, wants to talk to you about Person X.
Okay. Hey, listen, Dave, hang on. We're going to a break.
Stuff. All right. Well, hold on.
No problem. We'll hang on. We got another hour and 10 minutes to go here, so we got some time. Hey, stick with us, ladies and gentlemen, here on RBN. Tim Wingate sitting in for John Stattmiller, and we will be back in 3 minutes.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. Okay, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes. And they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Wasn't that the idea? All right, good music. Welcome back to Tim Wingate here, sitting in for John Stadtmiller. Hey, just a little note here. We only have 353 days left of Shrub's Reign of Ridiculousness. 353 days. Still too many days for him to cause more problems. Anyway, we were talking with Dave.
Hello,
and Dave.
Tim.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about that scenario that you described where somebody gets, and let's find out if that's, let's analyze it, and let's see if that's really bullying and duping somebody or if they have legal authority to do it. So the Fed show up, we want to talk to you about Mr. Tim. Now, I'm the one they want to talk to. I'm not an employee of the federal government, so I'm not under any confidentiality agreements, and I do not agree. You said they're going to talk to you and then afterwards tell you this is confidential. So you did not agree to any confidentiality before you spoke. Now, they may show you some law saying, oh, and by the way, don't tell anybody about this because here's the law. But that law, I would like to challenge that law for constitutionality.
Are you ready then, Dave, to go to court and challenge it?
You're damn right, because if you're in a patriot movement, that's what you do. When you come across injustice, you don't weasel out, you don't get cold feet. When you get the ball of injustice in your court, yes, I am ready to go and challenge it. And anybody who claims to be in a patriot movement should answer that question the same way. Because if you oppose injustice, when injustice comes your way, you oppose it. If you say you oppose injustice but do nothing about it, then you're part of the problem. So, yes, if someone ever came and told me that, and by the way, don't tell anyone about this, I document and I am willing to go to court to challenge that.
Well, Dave, congratulations. That's great.
But
that's great.
But do you think,
there's not everybody else, not everybody has got the personality that you do to be able to be confrontational like that.
It's not a personality. You're being duped. You're being strong-armed. It's indignance is what it is.
Oh, it should be indignance. That's true.
The executive branch does not have that authority. Now, we've heard gag orders, right? We've all heard of that. That comes from the court, okay? So there is such a thing. Also, you don't have to talk to anyone about anything. If someone says, I want to talk to you about so-and-so, you don't have to do that. Now, I'm a law-abiding citizen all the way. You know what I mean? I'm not.
Even the bad laws, Dave?
Well, the bad laws, here's what we do. We comply with the bad law and then challenge them for constitutionality.
Dave, you know what? Great. That's great. That is what people have been doing for years, and that's why we've got so many bad laws off the books.
But what you're saying is, like you said, are you willing to challenge this? You know, we're saying that the federal government sometimes does some bad things, and then you say to me, are you willing to challenge this for constitutionality?
And you are willing to do that, and I commend you for that.
If I say no, you know what? Anybody who says no to that, they're part of the problem. Okay?
There are different ways to challenge it, Dave.
Huh?
There are different ways to challenge.
You
have frontal, and you have surreptitious. I'm suggesting, because I know that there are four basic personality styles that people have, and that's just four, 16 variations, and it even goes more than that. Not everybody has got the intestinal fortitude to challenge a situation like this directly. There are people who, what I call moles and ghosts, they'll appear to go comply, but they just won't cooperate.
Well, we had a situation as part of an anti-illegal immigration group where a supervisor from the then INS made a statement that was inappropriate to us, and the group brought him to internal affairs for that statement to be...
Okay. Hey, listen, Dave, hang on, would you? Okay.
Yeah, hang on.
Hang on, and we'll be back after the top of the hour break here. And Dave, Doug James, hang on. We'll be coming to you, too, after the break. So stick with us, everybody, here on RBN. Tim Wingate sitting in for John Stadtmiller. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take hold.